All right, we're going to start the second conversation on this question of what is the Alexander technique. When we just spoke, we both joked about how for an Alexander teacher giving a short, concise definition of the technique is one of our biggest challenges. And often you will hear teachers, when asked what it is, to say something like, "Well, it's a tricky thing to describe." I myself have used those exact words. We're tempted to be a little, it might seem to people who don't know what the technique is that we're being a little strange about it.
Evasive, yes.
Evasive, yes, that's the word, evasive. And for most professions, if you ask someone what it is they do, they can pretty much give you an answer that makes some sense. I mean, if it's some esoteric scientific topic, we may not understand it. But the Alexander technique is
Practical.
practical, and it's certainly, you could say, marketed it that way. I mean, we're very down-to-earth people, and we help people with down-to-earth issues. So, given that, why do you think that we're always saying things like it's a little tricky to describe? What's the bait? Why is that?
I think it is because we don't want to do the technique, both because we don't want to do the technique a disservice. And it is so many things. There are so many aspects of the technique that so many things that get affected by the technique. And we can say that it is the use of the self, but that doesn't mean anything. That becomes jargon that means something to us, but it doesn't mean something to the novice. And so we don't want to do the technique a disservice by just picking out one part of it and saying it's this, although I have to say, I certainly have done that in cases where I think somebody will be interested in a particular aspect of it, like pain relief or something where the performance improves. I might just address it in one of those ways. But if I'm going to just put out a description to anyone that I don't
You
know,
meet
that
at a
I have
party or sitting
interest,
next to on the bus,
right?
we just have that tendency to draw back. And I think the what you just said is a really important point, that we're conscious of process that we all know from personal experience, both within our own lives and in our teaching. It is an incredibly powerful and useful thing. And we know that a lot of the concepts that underlie it, and even some of the, you could even say, the concepts of what we deal with, terms like use, which I'm not going to talk about now, but they don't, there is no good vocabulary for a lot of that stuff.
At least not in English.
Not in the English language. And so, we might give the perfect definition from a tech from that would everyone in the highest people in the highest professional societies of Alexander teachers would approve of. But it's very likely that that kind of definition isn't going to mean too much to the average person who hears it.
And I think that's one of the reasons the technique has not gained notoriety, popularity, where it really should be something that a lot of people are interested in and hear about and do. I think it's the difficulty in describing it.
Yeah. So, given those issues, what would you suggest as a way for Alexander teachers to individually and collectively figure out some better ways to communicate the basic ideas with the general public?
It's a great great question.
I thought I'd
I
get you
really
with
don't.
that one.
You have. I've had some interesting suggestions from people about how to describe it, and I always think, oh, that is so limiting, or that sounds like yoga or something, I think. And then the person would say, well, what's wrong with yoga? People are interested in yoga, so maybe they'll look up the technique if it sounds like something they're already interested in. And there's that theory of marketing. But I just don't know. I'm not as comfortable with that. And I think that people that can capture just a section of the technique, an aspect of the technique, and just talk about that one aspect, have a much better target audience, and those people will be more interested and study the technique. And then I guess once they study it, they can learn a lot more about it and see the bigger picture in it. But so I'm torn. I don't really want to limit it by just appealing to certain groups, or talking when I'm talking to certain groups, just saying what would appeal to them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I want them to come and start learning about it. And then they'll understand the bigger picture, and then they can't describe it to anyone they know either.
Right.
Well, this is the same thing that happens to the students. They think, well, you know, I don't know what to tell someone. I tell them they should go and study this technique,
right,
but I don't know what
yeah,
to tell them.
I know. Well, maybe we should have a little contest. Whoever can come up with the best short description of the technique that is doesn't distort it and yet conveys a bit about it. That
hey, I got to go get the
thinking.
Train. Just a moment.
The train?
Well, what's the train?
No,
vaguely. Okay, so tell me.
Well, this is the train that goes by your house, right? You're going to get on the train
right across from the office.
Right. Okay. So why don't we just leave this conversation with we're opening. We're hoping that people will send us their definitions.
What's the prize? What's the contest?
Ah,
what's
the
prize?
The prize. A prize to be determined.
Okay. All